begin the grand daven sagt das khagige dav yud begin man auf begin tes nas begin das gemar afel mishas la shas was considered le yitz lava is going even from one talmud to another talmud which means mishas yisham la shas bavli someone leads talmud yisham to learn talmud bavli is included in this curse could appear to us like rashi explains that it's much deeper and much more difficult to understand. Chinam Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi brings v'mechshak ma'yishevani k'meis elim, that in darkness they had me sit like the dead of the world. Elushas ha'babli, that's Talmud Babli. And therefore one should stay in the Yerushalmi that is learning. And chin rav kano, the gears rav zera, the habit tzayim. He fasted, l'shtakech m'neishas ha'babli, and shvaket Talmud Babli, and only know the shas Yerushalmi. Now, amihu, however, said tzayis, it's habal ibchi Yerushalmi. Could even say the opposite. That even going for Talmud Babli, Talmud Yerushalmi. Why? The explanation is like this. Shepidish Mizeh, where he's leaving from this one that he's engaged in Badayin Lohaven, but then he still didn't even understand this one yet. There's no Babli yet. What are you going to learn Yerushalmi? Shemtechkech Yalbiyodah Halacha Beruah, where he's not going to understand clearly, that's what it means. Afal Mishas Lashas, either one to the other. So next says, Master Begin with Zigmod Dimek Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's like Rabbi Yehuda, which Taisa says, well, Mash, but it sounds like from the words of Rabbah, the Choshe Leipirchel, well, that's like a refutation or a blessing that. You need to put it with some other drasha. The fact that it said ki afli doesn't mean necessarily that you have a Torah in the Dorim. It could mean a different drasha. But says Taisus, it's bad. He says, "Beil perikam in the Megillah, we find the first perikam in the Megillah, the Zayin Menavka, the Esther Beruch Hakodesh, and that Esther was written in the Megillah in Ruch Hakodesh." Kamash Moshmul says, "Why?" Mishnah Nachsev Kima Bekibla says, "Kima Bekibla, Kibla Mal Mash Kibla Mata," that they fulfilled above what they accepted down here. So it must be it was Beruch Hakodesh, because how do they know what happened up there? Now, but Kamash Ash, the Lesley perikam. And the Gemara says that Shmuel had said that you know Beruch HaKodesh because Kima Bekibla. And the Gemara says that there's no Pircha on this limit of Shmuel. The problem is, as Taisus, but Beil B'Shabbat Pircha Bekibla and Shabbat Pichas Avad Avdar Shina Minei, we learn from those same words, from Kima Bekibla Kima Masha Kibla Kvad, that they fulfilled what they already accepted once before. The Kibla Teir Beratz Mechash Fedesh, although originally was forced on them, but they ultimately accepted what was originally forced on them. So you see that it could be used for a different drasha. So why is that not considered a refutation? Just like Agumah considers a refutation if you could learn something else from it. But I'm not read. So the read says, no, the Labkush, it's not difficult. Because the Hasa Mabik Lab and the Shanlab the Buri, there we learn it now because of the change of the wording. Because they looked at Kimu Bekiblu, a Kiblu Bekiblu. There's two things. There's Kimu Bekiblu, and there's also the fact that you change the words, not just the repetition. Also, there's two limudim, but here it would be either one or the other, and therefore we consider it as reputation. Mechatesa, it could be learning something else. Next is Master Begin with Zigmar Ba'api Nishpati, that Hashem said that I swore my anger, and maybe the Lord had done it. Who said it means, and that Hashem is backing out, maybe, and I'm not backing out. Now, Mikshur Rebel Chanan, he asked, Al Kocha Krabach Midrash. What do you mean? You have to say that's how you expound this pasuk. Midrashiv, and the fact that it says in the pasuk Nishpati Ba'api, Hashem says I swore my anger. Mi burn lochasik, they're going to come to my resting place. Now, but the shimon that we expound this is referring to Gabidu Hamidbar. Shleibol Otz that they did not come to Eretz Yisrael. So you see, what do you mean? Not maybe as our Demaskel, as the Gemara is coming to say, but they didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. So how could Yibishu actually say that Hashem backed out if ultimately we know he didn't? So Batitza Loi Hari. So the re-answers Rebbe Chanan says the high kra love be is Eretz Mishtoi. This of Benucha is not to my coming to Eretz Yisrael. It refers to a portion of the world to come. We find there is a Tanoic opinion that they do have a portion of the world to come. You could explain Majonami that Hashem did retract. And therefore, it's not a total refutation, it's just who said. Tinnerek says, to begin with, that maybe it's coming to exclude from Shmuel, that it says, it says that if someone made up in his heart, he has to enunciate it, maybe that's what it's coming to say. Who said it means that you have to still want it, and that's charata, and we matter the nether? Maybe it's regarding that you don't have to enunciate, it's enough to have it in the deepest slate. Now, Tzai is bothered that he says, now, it's not because Shmuel doesn't hold of that if a person made up in his heart, that he wouldn't have to, like our Damascus is quoting from him, because the crux of it is a pasuk that says called the Divaliboy. Obviously, it's enough just with the rutzen of your heart. Elamuki lekachim, it's just that he explained that halacha was specifically regarding the laws of kachim, because bazaru dechsev haikra, it's regarding the yazara that this pasuk or what the sacrifices are as mentioned in this pasuk. But kachim ksim, we find the pasuk Divriyam Beis that bechol the Divaliboy list that all those who are generous of the heart that they bring this up. But Shmuel agrees to that. It's just that regarding, do you apply this to other halachas? That's where he says that, like Nadarm, you have to be explicit in what you say. Now, actually, Makshim and Alishmum Haikra, the Gemara actually in Shmuel actually asks on Shmuel from this pasuk of Kol Nadiv Leiv Oilois that you see it's enough to actually have the rots in one's heart. Mashan Lamperkim the Shmuel in the third Perkim there's Shmuel of Rabbam Beis. The Gemara there answers that no, that's a distinct halacha regarding the laws of Kachim. And then the Gemara asks, "Bechidim, I begin to say so now. Let me know. So why don't you learn from Kachim to Olav in the Darm that it's enough to have Gemara Leiv and you don't have to actually say it out with your lips?" So that says the Gemara. Mashan Halei Truma, returned Lema Trumas Melechsa Mishkan. The trumas of the donation of the Mishkan, Ksiv Beit Zikon Devliboy, and Mekodshim also says that we brought this pasig, we're going to Kodshim Mechon Devliboy Eloys. So Shnei Ksuma Bum Ke'echa, there was two psukim saying the same idea, and Be'im Melamam, then you can't learn out if you have two psukim the same idea. Obviously, it's those are unique and that you don't learn out from there. Next test master begins with Digma Lekayim Mitzvahs. A person swears to fulfill mitzvahs. What's the point? He said, because Tzarch L'Hasik Hashem Shalom. When you're swearing, you have to mention God's name in the nether. And that's Kedil L'Zuzin Nafshin. That's going to go ahead and make him be diligent because he doesn't want to violate an oath of God's name. Kedil says, Mata B'Gnu L'Zigmol L'Shmuel L'Slei Pecha. Now, but Shmuel, his interpretation is no flaw at all. I says, Tosa, why? L'Yachad D'Varai. What, there's nothing else to learn out of it? But what, Hode D'Shin Per Bez N'Adar M'Dap D'Zayim Bez Abel Mechul Chav Tzishamayim. It's only L'Yachad D'Varai. But regarding Chavtei Shemayim, that actually a person is allowed to be Michal. So it's only Devaroi he cannot. So, but he could do it to fulfill a mitzvah. So Taisus, yeah, but Hasam mid Devaroi Nafkali. That's from the word of Lech Devaroi, his word versus the word of God. But here we're inferring from of the Loyachel that he cannot, but others could, and therefore. Those are two interpretations, and one is not referring to the other ones. They're from different words of the pasuk. Shtinek says, "Not the beginning of the Gemara, like the Rabbah." Like the Rabbah says, that's what we would mean when we say that Shabbos is not explicit. Now, such is the truth is, "Huadin l'sham mekalkim l'pturin." The same thing would apply to other destructive acts that one would be pater on, and have a matzalim. We could have said that too. But Rabbi Musa Kamashlam was just saying a chiddush. Avigab the shadal of a mifter that even though he needs the earth, still gives me pater. It's something that you do need. Yeah, but it doesn't need the pit which he can be liable for, and that's still considered Melech HaShem Zuch L'Gufo, and that's the Ag Chiddush of this case that he's going to be part of.